From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a different view of the Hollywood writers' strike, this one from the producers.
First, President Bush answered questions today about a new national intelligence estimate on Iran. The report says that Iran suspended its nuclear weapons program 4 years ago. Here's Mr. Bush speaking at the White House.
I view this report as a warning signal that they had the program, they halted the program. And the reason why it's a warning signal is that they could restart it.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne was at the press conference. He joins us now. Don, welcome back to the show. And what did the president have to say about this NIE report?
A lot of the questions about the report dealt with the notion that this directly contradicts what the president has been saying about Iran, going back years now, but with increasingly strong rhetoric. What the president said today was Iran was dangerous. I'm quoting him here. Iran is dangerous, and Iran will be dangerous if they have the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon. And he warns that Iran is still proceeding with what Iran calls a civilian nuclear power program. The president said that's a way to enrich uranium that could be used down the road still to develop nuclear weapons. So he says the threat remains no matter what that NIE said yesterday.
Well, he sees this NIE as a warning signal, but that's certainly not what his critics are saying.
Exactly. And his critics, some of them Democrats in Congress, some of them from around the world, see this as another case of this president and this White House hyping a threat that isn't backed up by the facts. They say first we had the Iraqi WMD threat, weapons of mass destruction threat. Turned out no weapons of mass destruction were found in Iraq. Now Iran. And recall, Alex, that this NIE comes out just about 6 weeks after the president was making remarks in an earlier White House press conference, evoking the specter of World War III. World War III, he used that term, if Iran is not prevented from developing nuclear weapons capabilities. So the rhetoric has been escalating. There were a lot of questions today about whether he knew about this report back when he was talking about World War III 6 weeks ago. He says he didn't. There were preliminary reports, but that the data was still being analyzed.
Here's a little bit more from the press conference. Here he is just at the end of the event.
I understand the issues. I clearly see the problems. And I'm going to use the NIE to continue to rally the international community for the sake of peace. Thank you very much.
He sounds like he got a little riled up there at the end, somewhat on the defensive.
He did. There was the final question, which wasn't necessarily going to be the final question until he decided it would be, asked him about his body language and whether he seemed kind of dispirited and about how much credibility he had. It is the kind of question this president just hates. And he kind of mocked the questioner about, you know, him playing psychology 101. But he did. He turned it into that statement that we just heard, a statement of resolve, sounding like a guy who does still like the fight, even though he's clearly embattled.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thank you again.
It's a pleasure.
We're joined now by Daniel Benjamin. He served on the National Security Council under President Bill Clinton. He's now a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as you just heard Don say, President Bush says Iran is still a threat. Is it?
It's certainly still a problem, and over the long term, it may be a threat. It certainly is a challenge to our position in the region, but there's no question that the findings of the NIE yesterday steal some thunder from those who want to portray Iran as an imminent threat and as one that may ultimately precipitate World War III.
And indeed, in the NIE, it says that Iran, the earliest date that it would have enough highly enriched uranium, the earliest date would be 2009, but it wouldn't be likely until around 2015.
Exactly. And that judgment is going to take a lot of the air out of the tires of those who are pushing for fairly aggressive measures to deal with Iran. I think that we have heard the end of rhetoric about using force anytime soon, but it's also going to be more difficult for the administration and some of its allies in Europe to push for a third round of sanctions. Even though that may still be a good idea, it's going to be very hard to push for.
Well, why is that? Because the report does say that one of the reasons, or the key reason, why they stopped developing their nuclear program was because of international pressure and scrutiny.
Well, that's absolutely true, and reactions in the international community aren't always going to be purely rational, but I think a lot of people are going to say, well, they stopped their weapons program, so what's all the hurry? Why don't we think about carrots now instead of sticks? I think there's going to be some pushback now, especially from those members of the Security Council who have gone very reluctantly into the sanctions process, specifically the Russians and the Chinese. So it's going to be hard slogging, I think.
So what would be the carrot approach in this case?
Well, there's going to be a growing chorus of demands that the United States enter into a wide-ranging dialogue with Iran without preconditions, that many people may say, okay, they're enriching, but it's a civilian enrichment program. It's not a weapons program. And even though we still have a problem with that, they can claim that it is acceptable under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and therefore we should begin this dialogue, and we should think about things we can do to give the Iranians incentives to be more forthcoming and to allow for more eyes on their program and things like that. And it's possible that there will be calls even to repeal some of the sanctions that are out there or to limit the financial pressure that has been put on Iran through going to multinational banks and telling them to stop lending to Iran. There are any number of different things that could be waiting out there to be proposed. It's some of the Europeans, I think the British in particular, have said we don't think this means that we should stop pushing. There are going to be a lot of people, understandably, who still have great concerns about the Iranian program. I mean, why, after all, have they acted as if they did have a weapons program? Why have they made such a big deal about enrichment? I think there are going to be a lot of questions about this, but the environment in which these questions are pressed is radically changed now.
Now, where does Israel fit into this? Because from what I've read, their reaction is pretty skeptical about this NIE report, and they're pretty suspicious of Iran.
They are very worried. They have viewed this for a while as an existential threat. Most Israelis would have said at most points along the timeline of the last 15 years that Iraq was not their big problem, that Iran was. And certainly the rhetoric of President Ahmadinejad talking about erasing Israel and his denial of the Holocaust and so on and so forth has had a very strong impact on the Israeli psyche and made them feel even more powerfully that this is an intolerable threat. Now, in evaluating the information that was put out by the intelligence community yesterday, there have been a number of different voices. Some of them have said, yes, we understand that there may have been a halt in the weapons program in 2003, but they're still plowing ahead. We're not all sure that they stopped. We don't all agree with all of these judgments. And the threat is still there for us, so we need to keep taking it seriously. Now, the Israelis have been supporting diplomacy quite vigorously for the last few years, and I think that you will continue to hear them saying so. I think that coming out of yesterday's publication of the NIE judgments, you know, there are a lot of people who are also going to be raising questions about the intelligence community these days. You know, they got it wrong in Iraq. Are they overcorrecting? And I think Israelis may say that as well.
Daniel Benjamin was on President Bill Clinton's National Security Council. He joined us from the Brookings Institution in Washington. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.